So today I'm going to talk about steak. Well, kind of about steak. I think that everyone should know how to make a perfect steak. Now, that means you need to figure out what's perfect for you. I will say that a cast iron sear on a steak is absolutely amazing. And if you like it a little more well done, then you put it in the oven. I personally like mine smoked and reverse seared, but not everyone has a smoker. So I say you look up how to make your perfect steak and do that. But today's recipe is the side for that steak. Now, most people like mushrooms and onions on the side of their steak. People who don't like mushrooms obviously will not like this recipe, but when you go to a steakhouse and you get that bowl of perfect mushrooms next to your steak that just, they're just so flavorful and everything pops in your mouth and it's just great. And yeah, I know I'm making you hungry. I'm hungry and I actually just ate breakfast. So I'm gonna teach you how to make those mushrooms because this recipe is out of this world. I found it on Spruce Eats, the Spruce Eats, in looking for steakhouse mushrooms. And I'm like, I'm gonna give this a try. I will never make another mushroom mistake after finding this. It's just amazing. So the ingredients are 2 tablespoons of butter, 1.5 pounds of cremini mushrooms, including stems, brushed clean and ends trimmed. Now, you can use button mushrooms. Those work just fine. I have no problem. I get like the big thing of them from Costco and clean them off. And if they're too big, I just cut them in half. Works pretty good. 6 cloves of garlic sliced thin and half a medium sweet onion cut into 1/4-inch slices. Now, what I do with both of those, because I like my onions thinner too, is I use a mandolin, which is that rectangular thing you see on cooking shows that has the blade and you choo-choo-choo-choo across it. Yeah, I know that's the sound. Choo-choo-choo-choo. But I do that for the garlic and the onions, and then you get thin sliced onions and garlic. Now, careful of your fingers because you get too close to that, and whoop, there goes your finger as well. So, or at least a chunk of it. I recommend doing the garlic down to a little bit at the end, and instead of using 6 cloves, use 7, so that you make sure to get enough garlic, and you can just either chop that up and use it in something else or throw it away, whatever you decide to do. But yes, fresh garlic, always best. Sliced into thin slices, a sprinkle of kosher salt, 3/4 cup of sweet red wine, and 1/4 cup of strong beef stock, and then salt and pepper to taste. Now, for the strong beef stock, what I tend to do, instead of buying beef stock and just hoping it's strong, there's a stuff, the stuff called Better Than Bouillon, that is like condensed beef bouillon, and I take the 1/4 cup of water, I boil it in the microwave or in your kettle. It's just 1/4 cup, so I usually just microwave it. And then I add like a full tablespoon of this stuff, so it makes it really strong beef stock. Or a full teaspoon, not tablespoon. Ha! I almost steered you wrong. A full teaspoon of Better Than Bouillon beef will make a very strong 1/4 cup of beef stock. And then I just add the sweet wine to that. So you want to put the butter in a deep, heavy skillet over medium high heat, and you want to melt the butter. Make sure it coats the entire bottom of the pan, and then you add the mushrooms, the garlic, and the onions. So you want to make sure those are all clean and ready and prepped before you start melting your butter. So, kind of stir them around. It says toss. I never toss in a skillet, unless I'm making pancakes or something. And even then, I'm afraid it's going to fall on the floor. So I say swirl it around, like use a spoon. Make sure the vegetables are coated. And then you want to sprinkle it with salt. And you stir it occasionally. You cook it for about 5 minutes. It says until the mushrooms release their liquid. Some people don't know what that means. So your mushrooms will start to sweat a little bit, and there'll be more liquid in the bottom of the pan than there was before, but it's not like they're swimming in it. So they start to get a little bit darker, get a little bit wetter, I guess is a good way to say it. And that's when your mushrooms have released their liquid. It's also okay to just cook it for 5, 6 minutes and say, okay, it's good. Then you continue to saute them until that liquid is almost gone. You add the red wine and the beef stock, and you reduce the heat and simmer for about another 5 minutes. I kind of keep an eye on this. Sometimes it takes a little less than 5 minutes. Sometimes I forget to completely turn it down to simmer. I haven't fucked it up yet. So I say it's a pretty easy recipe. You can add additional salt and pepper. I don't think it needs much more than a little bit of pepper. The salt is in the beef stock, so really that's all the salt you need. And then you basically, yeah, any protein. Wow, I speak for a living. I do. Any protein entree, even if it's, you know, grilled tofu, you want mushrooms on the side. Of course, then you'd probably use vegetable stock instead of beef stock. But either way, it's up to you. And I highly, highly recommend these mushrooms. They are absolutely delicious. If you don't like mushrooms, I get it. But man, do I love mushrooms. So this is an amazing side dish to any protein. And I hope that you enjoy it. And I hope that I really made you hungry. Have a great day. Bye.